Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 20th, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter, the 20th of May 2019. Mutual guarantee speaks of coming out of oneself, out of one's ego into bestowal, into the creator, because in relation to us the creator is the quality of connection in the group. For we can only feel him as the quality of unity between us. On his own he has no quality, no name or taste, everything can be felt only through the group. The creator cannot be felt in regards to an individual but a group as a whole, because he, the light, can only fill 10 friends when they become as one. After all, this is a sign that their egoism has been corrected and they become similar to the light. They want to bestow and be in mutual guarantee between themselves. The right connection in the group is called avut, mutual guarantee, when each and every one is responsible for all. Each person in the measure of his development, which the Creator is embedding him with. Therefore, everyone is different, but all are necessary. 1. There is just one force in the world and only it governs everything. We have been given the chance to reveal its omnipotence and almightiness. By attaining it, we absorb its qualities and become similar to it. Hence, one who hasn't attained equivalence to the Creator is on the animate degree. 2. Annulling oneself in similarity to the Creator happens stage by stage, annulling egoism, the intention for oneself, but not the desires, acquiring the intention for the Creator's sake over desires that are liberated from the intention for oneself, receiving the Creator's revelation, the fillings prepared for us, into desires with intentions for His sake. 3. Redemption from the ego, the intention for oneself, happens by a struggle, a spiritual war, where we have to imagine ourselves on the Creator's side against our ego, our nature, ourselves. This differentiates Kabbalah from other methods. We must push the self outside of us and place the Creator in its place. 4. Kabbalah's main difference from other methods is that we do everything to free up a place for the Creator to carry out His work, Avodat Hashem, a place in us. Each one must feel what and how much he frees for the Creator to make changes in him. 5. Identifying a place, desires with intentions for oneself, for one's egoism, which the Creator will change to intentions for the Creator, is possible only by discovering egoism, the intention for oneself. This is identified only in the group, when a person aims to recognize where he thinks about himself instead of others. 6. You must attain a state where you feel yourself as a judge, and the Creator and egoism as opponents, and it is up to you to determine who will win. To feel how you gradually take the Creator's side, till reaching adhesion with Him. Memorial Day and Independence Day. Why does Memorial Day come immediately before Independence Day, in Israel? Everything stems from the upper roots, and in the spiritual work, it is impossible to come to connection, to the good spiritual force, without rising above the evil force, overcoming troubles, problems, and burdening of the heart. The advantage of the light is attained only over the darkness. If we want to get closer to the truth, we should be ready for the revelation of the darkness, then, and it was evening, it was night, and after that, and it was morning, one day. Evening, night, darkness, with all its inherent attributes are an integral part of the day. That is why Memorial Day traditionally comes right before Israel's Independence Day. Independence Day symbolizes the coming of the light and a great correction. Before that we must discover that we are in darkness, in the midst of evil and war, and we must fight and win this war to come to Independence Day. Love covers all transgressions. Since we, the created beings, attain everything only from contrasts, before Independence Day there has to be Memorial Day. Everything we went through was intentionally sent to us from above and all the suffering has its goal and explanation, therefore, we have to relate to it as something necessary. Yet, if through our connection we discover this necessity in a positive way, We even do not have to suffer from darkness, troubles, and misfortune. If we are prepared for the darkness, we hasten it and can go through it as a necessary part of our development, so that evening and morning will be as one day, that is, the night and the darkness will be included in the day, in the light. Kabbalists understand that everything that happens is a part of the process of development, so they justify it as sent by the single upper force that brings us good in every state. If we try, we will discover there is only good and there is no evil. The angel of death will turn into a holy angel. With the correct preparation, we can go through all the difficulties with understanding and agree with them, because in the darkness and in the light we will discover the good attitude of the Creator toward us. There are no days of mourning and states of sorrow, because everything becomes connected at the end of correction. All the darkness, troubles, and misfortunes, together with the light that opens above them, in general unity and love. If even before the problems and troubles are revealed we ourselves search for the deficiencies and foreshadowed desires as necessary tools for the revelation of the Creator in order to bring Him contentment, we rejoice at the wicked being revealed. After all, the concealed wicked definitely exist as a result of the complete shattering, therefore, we rejoice at all the revealed deficiencies and regret that we have not revealed all of them. If we reveal evil in the light of the day, darkness shines as light. It means that there is no darkness and everything depends on my attitude. If I reveal a disagreement between a friend and me in order to eliminate this disagreement by connecting above it and covering it with love, then I rejoice at the revelation of deficiencies no less than at their correction. The entire work depends on the correct preparation in the group. Memorial Day is a sad day. However, from the past bitter experience, we must understand that we can prepare ourselves for the revelation of evil so that we will not see the evil. Evil will be revealed only on the internal level as a lack of connection, not as evil in this world, war, and hatred of enemies. As it is written, looked at him and turned him into a pile of bones. We must understand that our enemies have power and they can cause us a lot of troubles. Indeed, the Creator works through them, pushing us to correction. We will have to find a way to correction, and it is only in our inner connection with the people of Israel through which the light will flow into the world. Let us try, let us arrange a truce within the state of Israel for even 1 month. We will not quarrel with each other, we will not hate each other, rather, we will try to get closer to each other. The love of Israel will protect us from enemies. Let us try to allow this love to reign among us. Recall what our mothers used to tell us: be good children, stop fighting, be friends. Let's see what happens after a month of this experiment. Then it will be easier for us to continue, because the habit will become the second nature. Let us try and see how the attitude of the world toward Israel will change, how our shares will rise in the stock market, the army will strengthen, our children will become better, the number of accidents on the roads and the number of divorces will decrease, everything will begin to improve. Let us declare a month of unity and then check the statistics. What happens to the people of Israel when they are not in internal conflict? From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, May 7, 2019, Memorial Day and Independence Day. So that bitterness would become sweetness. Question: what determines whether the taste of the material illusion will be bitter or sweet? Can you control it? Answer: it can be controlled only by recognizing that it comes from above, from the Creator, and therefore any bitterness becomes sweetness. Although in reality, there is nothing sweet in the universe at all. It is evil, it is absolute bitterness, absolute salt, pepper, acid. However, when you start relating these sensations to the Creator, they become imbued with sweetness. The same bitter, salty, sour, and other similar states become imbued with the sweetness of the Creator and become amazingly tasty. There is no other sweetness like that. The sweetness of the upper world consists of two opposites that mutually complement each other. It is like in our world, let's say, there is something sweet and sour. For example, brandy or vodka is added to chocolate. Without it, it is impossible, it will not work. There must be something like that or you will not feel the taste. Question: or the sweetness from receiving the Oscar award or the Nobel Prize in our world? Answer: no, those are completely different types of sweetness that are added because people suffer. After all, they still invest effort. Remark: indeed, when I was receiving the Israeli Oscar, I took the statuette in my hands and I felt that all my pleasure was leaving. Going away. It was like I had never had desire for anything. One moment, and it all faded. My comment: sic transit gloria mundi. Thus passes the glory of the world. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 20th of January 2019. Intrauterine human development and the development of the soul. Question: how are the 9 months of intrauterine human development connected to the development of the soul? Answer: absolutely clearly. If you take the study of the 10 sephirot, its 10th part is called embryo and the 11th part, suckling. It speaks not about the human being, but about the soul that originates in the spiritual system called father and mother. And what occurs in our world is a copy of the spiritual birth. It is very interesting to read about this because it is described clearly there, in more powerful details than what we know from our life. The science of Kabbalah talks about things that we are not able to discover in our world. We know how a person is conceived, how he is born, how a fetus develops, but we do not understand the internal processes. We do not understand the essence, the source of why it is arranged this way and not otherwise. What is in a woman is a very interesting system, similar to the Creator. Remark: it is interesting that Kabbalists wrote about it 3,500 years ago. My comment: they wrote it from the attainment of the upper system. Therefore, they explained how a fetus develops, for how long, 7, 9, or 12 months. There were instances when women gave birth even at 12 months. Kabbalists wrote how to give birth, how and under what conditions, how a person should develop when he is born, that a period of suckling is possible up to 2 years of age, how a woman should behave after giving birth to recover faster, etc. These books contain an enormous amount of information. It is worth studying this science. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 30th of December 2018. New Life Number 58. The Solution to All Threats.
Hello everyone, and thank you for joining us for this series of talks on New Life with Rav Lightman. Hello Rav Lightman. Hello everyone. Hello Nitza Mazuz. And we invite you to join us to this talk. We want to learn from the Rav Lightman how it's possible to take this situation in Israel, which is not simple and complicated, the situation we're heading towards, such security threats that we're facing. How can we prepare towards them on the social level, the level of the relations between us, in order to go through this complicated period in a better way? And we've been talking about it in the past few talks, and each time we're trying to hear from the Rav Lightman something that could be easier for us to receive, to understand, to connect to, and fulfill it in our lives here, and truly gain a relief and a cure to this problematic situation that Israel finds itself in today. So, Nitza, how can you take us into this talk, or the Rav Lightman, if you would like to open? Me? If you ask me, I would open with an opposite way, in a state in which a person is under threat. He doesn't search for a logical solution or a cognitive solution. He is willing to accept strange things that are even the most distant or far from his usual logic. I would turn to the people, to the public, in a way that is completely revealing and direct. I would tell them what the wisdom of Kabbalah itself says about it. Under the name of Kabbalah, the inner wisdom that we have that talks about the foundation of the world and the foundation of reality, about the upper force that leads us to the discovery of this upper force, so that we will rise to a new level, a completely different level of our existence, and to a new reality. I would explain to him in a very short way that perhaps would even seem as mysticism, as you say, but in a way that is as revealing as possible. As openly as possible, that truly this reality is bringing us a an experience of dealing with the Creator Himself, that it is Him and no other that is creating the situations to bring us closer to Him. And we need to see in it an opportunity to awaken and to rise from this corporeal level that is so miserable in which we exist to a completely different level that is right and that fits us, so that we will finally fulfill our destiny in the world. And by that, give an example to the entire world, so that all in all, in the connection between us, we shall awaken this upper force that is buried within us, in this connection between us, and is in exile, in hiding from us, in concealment, because we cannot discover it because of our egoistic relationships. And if we connect, we will awaken and discover it in an emotional, experiential way, in a very real way, that it exists and it lives within us, between us, in the connection between us. And He will help. It is He who will help and fight for us. I would openly base myself on the wisdom of Kabbalah with the sources, the scriptures, with all the power of the proof from the wisdom of Kabbalah, just like our teacher, Bala Sulam. And I wouldn't hide anything. I would raise our explanation in a way that will be as understandable to everyone as, and clear to everyone as possible. I will raise the people to its true degree, to what it must become and be. Because this critical hour, the hour of danger, it needs to help us to open up in a person such senses, and the willingness to understand and to feel and to accept the Kabbalistic explanation that our wisdom, our internal power, that it's thanks to it that we are special, that we exist, that we live for this high need, to reveal the Creator to us and to the entire world. And that we should see in everything that happens the opportunity on our part and an invitation from this upper force to be revealed to all. I think that in the true hour of danger, people are able to hear this message. And if it will be placed before them, at least, in this hour of self-examination that a person does when he receives such blows, during receiving such blows, it will work within him. It will rise to the level of mind and heart, and in some way it will work in the right direction to the identification with it. And here we really can make a correction at the root of the problem. We put everybody in front of this general force. You can call it nature, you can call it God. It doesn't matter what each and every person calls it. You can call it fate, you can call it luck. But we need to make this force closer to us and discover it between us. I would proceed in a very open way. It's clear to everyone that we're an organization, that though we advertise our VOOT, the mutual guarantee, but the root of our VOOT, which compels us to be in mutual guarantee with one another, is so that we will by that become alike to the upper force, that we will become a Dham that is alike to the Creator, man. I personally wouldn't exchange this coming out to the public with the force of Kabbalah, with any other type of advertising or propaganda. We have the scriptures, the sources, we have a certain art of explaining things in a way that is as simple as possible, but most importantly, emotional. Not to be afraid of seeming as mysticist to the cold brain, corporeal, materialistic brain, the corporeal eyes that cannot see. No. Turn, just like in a time of danger, when a person is standing in front of his own fate, turn to specifically to him, to he who holds our fate in his hands, the upper force. He was in charge of our fate. So, when we want to insure ourselves at an insurance company, there is a certain part there that is called higher force. If I want to insure myself in the case of any accidents, then they take into consideration that there is something that we don't know, that we don't understand, something supernatural that can happen, that is called an upper force. And now, in this time of danger, we are in the same situation. We are in the hands of an upper force. And therefore, we need to turn to this same source which determines what will happen in the next moment in our state of danger, either to either life or death, then we need to turn to specifically to Him and to desire to awaken Him, to make Him closer to us in a good way. And so I don't see any mysticism here, because we are operating in that same very emotional and critical to our fate point that is critical to our fate that awakens in a person. But how, with what can we turn to this that same point that determines life or death, that critical point? What do we have within us with which we can turn to it? We have the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are not prophets. We simply awaken our sources in the scriptures and what they say about what we can do in order to change our fate into good, even with the by explaining why and this fate is so threatening in the first place, and why this upper force is now threatening us through this Ahmadinejad, that it is happening in order to awaken us to connect to Him, not with Ahmadinejad in either good or bad, but with this upper force which has turned all of these circumstances around, all these causes. And here it is we and nobody else in the world that has the tools how to do this through the connection between us. To turn us into one unit, in which in this connection we will reveal the upper force that is interested and wants to be revealed in this way. In this hour of danger, I think that this approach is the most logical approach and the most effective. Specifically this. Because all of this process that we go through in a time of war, in a time of danger, there is nothing more but fate here. When you go out to such an act that you don't know what will happen to you. As much as you plan. I would act in this way. As a Kabbalist, I see that this is the strongest weapon, the best, most original weapon, and it works exactly against the upper force that is inviting us to this action. I'd say that it doesn't erase all of the other opportunities and options on different levels that we talked about before. But actually, the blow, the strike that will be most beneficial and true has to be in the revelation of the source of the problem and the source of connection is the true power of war that we can do. Of course, the religious public works differently with this, a little more believing, with psalms against psalms and all kinds of prayers and not eating, which is also good because it's a very common way of approaching that upper force. But certainly, from our sources, we know that unity and connection is the higher level of us, or means for us to come closer. It's the strongest, most powerful means for us to come closer to the upper force. And then we enter, we come under His umbrella. And then nobody can touch us. And God will fight for me. That is my opinion. I would open up all of our scriptures and sources and say openly what is the true reason for the threat, that there is none else but Him, and what we need to do in accordance to that. All in all, it's the desire of the Creator for us to come closer to Him. And we cannot be stirred or awakened except for through these kinds of experiences and events. So let's know this in advance, because by that we can truly avoid all of the sacrifices and casualties, and by that bring ourselves to a higher state of existence from what we had before. I don't think that we can turn around these explanations on the corporeal levels to reach the solution to these more internal solutions in a way that will be more, that will be logical for a person, in a way that he'll understand these concepts in a way that he's used to for his normal life. We have to put in here the upper force that operates in here. If you don't use the upper force, if you just say that we connect between us and love thy neighbor as thyself, people will think, okay, yeah, we heard this already. It will all be in a way that will not activate a person and bring him to action. And here it will. Because you have to reach in your connection this form or pattern that will truly be connection, and then you'll discover the Creator in this way of come and see to us, to His creatures, to His people. Here I feel myself confident that this is my job, and I think that this is the fulfillment of all of our study of our existence as a society of Kabbalists. And now when we go out to the public with all kinds of sayings, half sayings, a quarter, this is, it only awakens in the people are a kind of nice response. Yes, right. But to hide the true power, and explain what His message is over history, what is His role as a passage to the entire humanity, to the discovery of the upper force, as one that can correct all of this crisis with the help of the upper force. I think by that we could miss a very special opportunity that we have here with the general crisis that is so great, and a threat upon us specifically, that if we do not do this, then we will place ourselves in front of much greater dangers, where the public and the nation will find it much harder to connect and to identify itself with this message in the future. I think that now it's already the situation in which we must begin with the advocacy, with a strike of dissemination that will be aggressive, meaning that is open, true, to everyone, to the entire public and the entire nation, also to the Jews all over the world, but especially to the people of Israel. And I think this is what I see from his writings. He doesn't try to hide things, but the opposite. He said that in the hour of danger, this is what we need to do. Otherwise, we will seem as Marxists or communists, like people saw in him with his newspaper. They didn't understand him in a clear way because he also tried to find a softer approach with which to turn to the public. But those were different times. The public didn't feel, the nation didn't feel, and the world didn't feel this general threat from nature, from the crisis, from this helplessness, from the hunger problem that is coming closer, and the climate problem that is becoming quite bad, and so on. So I think that we need to start and work in this direction, because all of the our other actions will be like a half a word, and it won't be helpful. It will work in a certain way, but in the middle we must understand that if you talk to a person about unity and connection, but not without saying that it comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah, you don't have that power. And then on the way, all your other explanations, they will receive all kinds of distortions from the people who are used to these things. The public will accept it as, yeah, it's a nice call out to for us to have a nicer life, a kind of compensation for lack of security, for our anxieties, for this time of need. Because, God forbid, there might become situation might begin like missiles falling upon us with many casualties. So, yeah, we should somehow connect and by that sweeten the blow itself. And here, we're not talking about sweetening the blow. Now we're talking about correcting the situation from its basis, from its foundation, by awakening and drawing the light which will reform us and bring us from evil to good. And the more the public understands this or doesn't, it is a truth which they will hear in accordance to their state of anxiety. And even if it doesn't connect or bond, even if it doesn't unite, even if it doesn't connect to the message itself, it will still operate within him, because in the meantime, we will go in with our dissemination into them, and the light within us will operate within them. We are truly causing this positive balance here with the forces that are active in the field. This is what is called that the Creator shall fight for me. I'm trying to progress with all these questions and clarifications and criticism for what we're trying to to create here in all these kinds of circles that we're making around what we should say and shouldn't say, I think it won't work. Except for the truth. All we need is to reveal the truth. I'm finished. In light of these new things that you're saying now, it means that we reorganize ourselves. How do you see these messages coming out from the movement or from Kabbalah La'am organization? It doesn't matter. It's such an hour. It doesn't matter where it comes from. These are technical things. It doesn't even matter. What's important is for us to continue in the same direction that we had before. Before we began to hide ourselves with this effort to bring ourselves closer to the people, we thought of going together with the protests and saw that it's impossible. When we go together with all kinds of organizations that talk about connection with between us and operating on in the field, we see that it works to a certain extent, but by what? In what? By what do we? How can we take an action that will change our fate, that will change our reality from bad to good? We are only following all these organizations and we're not bringing the correction. We can bring the correction and make it closer only by bringing the upper force closer to us, or more precisely, for us to come closer to the upper force, and we do that through uniting, because the more we unite, the closer we come to it, to him. And if we talk about the connection that we do through all these organizations, it's not the same power, it's not the same direction, or precise direction that is directed in the right way, and so I see that the threat is still coming closer, and it's compelling us to take an action that is more internal, more sharp. We don't have time for round tables and the plazas and all kinds of things that a few more thousands will do. I don't think so. We've tried to do this as acts of dissemination of our voodoo, of mutual guarantee, instead of unity according to Kabbalah. I think that the public is accepting it in a very wish-washy way. Yes, it's nice, it's good, but what are you saying? We can maybe have peace at home thanks to it, and maybe sweeten the relationships and at work a little bit between me and my neighbor. All right, so we'll be like in Canada, like I told you about in the previous conversation. We tolerate each other a little more. But we don't actually correct ourselves through the light that reforms, which is the only thing that we can do. It's the creator that we need to bring closer for the light that reforms to correct us, to perform the correction. It's been cooking within me more and more and more, and I keep checking. I go into all kinds of, not just me, but the entire BBA organization. We go into all kinds of channels. How should we disseminate? What should we say? Should we hide Kabbalah? And we begin to hide it in all of our strength, and we check and we see that it's not going to work. We were already in exile. We hid Kabbalah. Now it is time for the revelation of it. Just like the Kabbalist said, the Ari began with it, and we must continue in the exact line. What has made you to see this direction just now so clearly? Because after we've taken all these dozens of talks to clarify the different options, the different ways of action. And it's good that we clarify them, because we will use them as secondary methods for the authentic advocacy. This is called the acknowledgement of evil, that you need to check everything around as much as you can to use them and still not distance yourself from the truth. Because if you don't draw the upper force, you have nothing to go out with. It's just working with small children so that they won't fight amongst themselves. So can we draw the upper light? If we act from within our organization in the form of our VUD, of mutual guarantee. So maybe it was enough for the public, for the Arvut to infiltrate slowly and to continue in this way, slowly, slowly. But if this matter of threat is revealed since a few weeks ago, and the public begins to feel it, and we begin to feel that we have no time, that by this the Creator is giving us the opportunity and is compelling us to act in accordance to it, then we have no time to work through our root, through coming closer and all kinds of actions. Let's build some storage houses and do some round tables. We have no time. In this dire time of need and threat that Israel has never faced before, that we're standing before enemies that are so armed and so willing and determined, including the United States, that at the end of the day, according to its plans, does not see us existing here as a nation and a state. We must go out with our safest, most internal force, which is only the upper force. It gave birth to us, it is holding us up, and it is bringing us now to this fulfillment and manifestation. Oren, you said before that in such a dire state that a person stands before his fate and in existential danger, and then he has this desire to survive. It's a state of war. It's you in front of your own fate. And you said that the way in which the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches a person to connect to the upper force that is in charge of his fate is unique. That no other nation has, it doesn't also exist in the religious approach. You did not disrespect it, but you talked about a slightly different connection between man and the upper force. First of all, let's add something more. We did not see before any other war that people talk so much about it in such a determined and problematic way that is directed in advance, that is willing, that is prepared even to the exact date with the preparations that are so open and revealed to the entire world as we're doing now. We see that here this upper light is organizing reality for us in a way that is very sharp to this hour of self-examination, of need, of self-scrutiny. And so we need to, therefore, to give our response. Please repeat the question again. You said before that in an hour of danger, a person feels that the fate of his life is in the hands of the upper force. Every man, secular, religious, no matter. And he searches for a way to connect to this upper force and to ask him for goodness, for security, for salvation, and for rescue. And it's in order to bring us closer to the upper force. That is what our existence, that is what the threat is for. That is why it came in the first place. So you said that the way to come closer to this upper force and connect to this possibility to connect to this option of changing our fate is through the unity and the connection between us. And you differentiated this from the common religious approach, where you said that people usually pray to the upper force, and you said that this is also okay, but you talked about a level of connection from within a person's heart through the connection with others. Otherwise, the upper force doesn't hear you. We need to explain this. So this is what I want you to explain, if possible. I'm saying that each and every person, in his prayer for salvation, for salvation to good, can connect to the upper force, but only on the condition of I live within my people, I sit within my people, that only in unity and union, in the prayer of many, can we turn to the upper force. We can be close to it, to him, for him to influence us in good. Well, his influence is always good. If we are in the direction of getting closer to him, if we want to equivalate our form with him, if we discover between us the forces of the soul, the relations of the soul, of consideration, of connection. In Love Thy Neighbor as Thyself, we discover our entire correction of the breaking of the broken society and so on. We have nothing else with which to correct ourselves, to correct everything in all the different fields that we see the crisis in. Only in connection can we perform everything. The upper light will come and perform everything. We see that no wise man in the world knows what to do with the world today. We are getting closer to death, just like we are getting closer to war. According to all the headlines and all the newspapers in the world, I see that in a few years, the entire world will disappear, and we will disappear from the face of the earth. And there is nothing we can do to avoid it. This is the true great threat, the general threat that is now becoming clear to each and every one. Except it's a little more distant, and our threat is a little closer. It's more imminent. But actually, the direction that we see on behalf of the upper light, or the upper force, is to bring us to this self-scrutiny, and in this scrutiny, we cannot deem ourselves to the good unless we come closer to him. And we need to see that, first of all, the threat is with us, with the people of Israel, and later this judgment will come to the rest of the world, because we are the passageway for the coming closer of the upper force, for its ever revelation to the other nations of the world as a light unto the nations. I see a very clear orientation here, a very clear course. It's one thing, and always the threat will be much closer to us and real, this danger of complete destruction in comparison to the other parts of the world. Because the further it is from being in touch with the upper force, the further it is from danger of eradication. Because we have the weapon, the wisdom of Kabbalah and the Torah, and the connection that can happen within us, and so on. And so, to the extent that the entire nation understands the necessity of union, of connection, either through the common understanding of the Torah or the wisdom of Kabbalah, to the extent that each one understands, but each one needs to know that this is at the foundation, at the basis of the situation the world is in, and that this this calculation, this matter has to do with us, that it is we who need to discover the Creator. This is actually the cause of everything that is happening. what the upper force wants is for us to discover him. And that is why everything is happening through all of these representatives that he has, his representatives towards us, so that we will reach the true state of being a nation of Israel that is directed, Yeshalkel, straight to the Creator. What do you mean that in the union between us, the connection between us, we need to discover the Creator, and that's why this mess is happening? What does this upper force want from us? You're saying the upper force wants from us to all rise to the level of Adam, of human, of man, that is alike to him. It's this force of nature, that the evolutionary force that is organizing us in this way, for us to leave our past states and go up to our next stage. We need to see in all this process that we're going through, from this coming together of the different diasporas in the land of Israel, that is only called this way for now, that we need to turn into people of Israel in the land of Israel with the Creator that will be revealed within them, within these united people, according to the law of equivalence of form. And by that we need to be a light unto the world, because by that humanity will also begin to connect around this term. And we are entering a period in which it has to be manifested and fulfilled. And here we are really standing before either our life or our death, both physical and spiritual. And I see in our organization this mission as a mandatory mission that must now come out and be revealed. I'm certain that it will not help us to become more complex and to put on a costume of a sheep, to be more sophisticated. We need to be ourselves. Tell the truth. That's it. The revelation of the truth. So then we're saying that in such a state of a true physical threat, existential threat, we need to tell the people, the public, the truth without hiding anything, direct, simple, and not in the name of our voodoo. That will just confuse them. You're saying, okay, and in the name of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Okay, so now the people, the public is listening to you, the mics are open. What do you want to say to them? I don't know how to dress it in a laconic, short, clear way. These things. What I'd say is that, first of all, still, according to my nature, and perhaps here I mean we should talk differently, but according to my nature, I identify with Baal HaSulam as much as I understand him. We have here to give our background. Where are we from? And we've done this in the newspapers and even a number of years ago, historical backgrounds of the nation of Israel, where it came from, and in what force it existed, and the extent to which the Creator was revealed within us, and how we lost this, and this was called the exile, that we lost the experience of the force of the upper force between us, because we lost the connection between us. And that today, at the end of the exile, we must to once again connect in order to once again discover him. And this force that compels us to discover him, It will not leave us, and it will compel us to do it. Here we have either the path of Torah, the path of light, and the path of suffering. The path of light is the path of coming closer to the upper force through the connection between us. But in this connection between us, we must already understand that we need to discover Him, this force of bestowal and love between us, and so that by that we will discover the Creator as a source of love and bestowal. I didn't understand. So we shouldn't talk in this way. No, go ahead. That we once lived and existed with this force of unity and the upper force between us, and we went out to exile and were disconnected between ourselves, and the force of unity disappeared from between us, the Creator disappeared, as it was revealed to us before the destruction of the temple, and we must now go back to the connection between us in the opposite way, and through the connection between us, discover the Creator once again, and to do the same action that Abraham did. This is the path of Abraham, our father. By building ourselves up as a nation that is connected, by what? In what? In this one message, which is Israel connecting between them in order to discover the Creator, so that He will reside within us, and we will be as the true place of the Holy Divinity, as Knesset Israel, that brings together Israel. We shall see what kind of soft words we can use with the public, but I don't think that we can disconnect ourselves from history and say, whatever is happening now, this is what we should do and we'll be okay. We need to base ourselves on everything that happened since Babylon till now with Abraham, because Abraham is the father of the nation, and we are still existing thanks to that same method, and we need to repeat it all today. And we have to do this, at least to do it. What will result, again, these results are not do not depend on us. The hands of Moses are the hands of faith. We act in this way, and that's it. By this, we are not revealing ourselves as prophets or not even as some great Kabbalists. We don't give out blessings. We don't do anything like that. We show in the logical way, according to our scriptures and sources, the facts, so that they will be received as facts in a time of danger. If you don't have what something else or anything else to grasp when under threat, in the hour of threat, then it will be revealed and it will work. We need to begin to give our half of the shekel, and the Creator will give the other half. That's it? Well, we need to develop this, of course, but finally, I don't see, after all of the energy we put into dressing in these usual normal clothings and masks, if you ask me, if you want to continue in those other ways, you have to invite other people to do it, psychologists, sociologists, or those organizations with which we do all these roundtables. But I think it needs to come from this group of Kabbalists that operate in this way, that this is their Torah. Well, maybe not use Torah, because this word receives a meaning that is not good. I don't know, but that this is the wisdom of Kabbalah, and this is what it says. they could be afraid of it, they could distance themselves from it, they could say you should hide it away. But if you open it up and reveal it together with the sayings of all the Kabbalists of all the generations of the past, including those of the recent past, then you discover it, and the rest we will try to bring closer to the public, and then we will see what will happen. He also writes in the paper of the Ummah that at the hour of danger, special approaches to mysticism are awakened, a kind of internal approach that is so-called irrational, because you're standing in front of something that is not rational, because there's nothing you can do, you cannot make, you cannot calculate or in some way measure what will happen in the future, determine what will happen. I'm sure that Nitsa has a very emotional and heartful question to summarize with. I feel it. So go ahead and bring it out. I think it's more of a summary. I feel that actually you described that in a state of danger, the mind and heart are opened up to the ability to absorb the truth, where in a normal state it passes by us. And then we need to use all kinds of educational and social activities. That is why I'm saying that if we didn't have everyone now talking about the war, from the prime minister to the reporters, then we would continue with the Arvut, with everything. But now that this feeling of threat is happening, then in accordance to that, we need to raise ourselves to higher advocacy. There, we don't have time to work with gloves. So there's this illustration where you can work in the emergency room in the hospital and to work with preventive medicine. So here, in a time of need, you need the emergency methods. So with that, we will conclude our talk and we will begin a new series. How? Give us the direction. How can we now stabilize all this cargo that we have from the wisdom of Kabbalah? And we have a little bit, right? How can we now stabilize it correctly? Dish after dish, and release it to portion after portion, release it to the public, and what channels, from the light to the heavy, of course, as usual, as like in our correction. And still, since we still have a minute or two, I would like for you, if you can, to give a first message to the people of Israel. In such a threatening state we find ourselves, in the name of the wisdom of Kabbalah, one thing that will give us a taste. I would go out and talk with none else beside him. Talk to the public. He's listening. Like we see from all of the researches and also from the general crisis, which is showing us that all of nature is one system. We need to understand that really there is only one force here, and we are under it. And if we think that we are wise, then this force is much more intelligent and wise. And if we think that we can plan, this force knows it well, and we have nothing in us more than him, but the opposite. We come from him. We are born from him. We exist through it, and you can say nature or God. And therefore we need to understand that only in the general integral view of reality can we put ourselves in the right way and see ourselves in the right way with what is happening to us and relate in the right way to the upper force, because it is Him who is organizing and building everything from nature, in nature, from the Big Bang, which we don't know so much about, to the limit of science, not above this limit that science has reached. We see that everything is operated according to laws, according to a plan. You can call this plan evolution. You can call it an act from above in some way. It doesn't matter. We need now to see in a clear fashion, just like the wisdom of Kabbalah says that a judge has nothing but what his eyes see. Let us discover this upper force, and by that we will be able to overcome everything. Even the smallest threat for now that comes to us upon the people of Israel, but we should use it as an invitation for us to begin our correction. That only in the acknowledgement and the getting to know this upper force will we know how to organize and run our lives in the right way, and not to constantly come closer to extermination, neither private or for the entire population of humanity. So this is our explanation that it needs to be improved in a more common way for the entire public. And now you are going on vacation, and you will feel yourself compelled in this vacation to make this explanation suitable to the public. Without you, it's not possible, but we'll do this in our next discussion. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you to you for being with us. And great things are in front of us. So come, and it will be interesting. Until next time, all the best.